Praise God. Don't have a Bible, raise your hand. We'll bring your Bible. Good to see everybody this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Praise God. One more time. Amen. Praise God. Exodus 25, 25th chapter. Praise God. We thank God for all of you. Valencia, good to see you this morning. Praise God. Just good to see everybody. Amen. Praise God. And we just can't thank God enough for his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy that he shows us each and every day. Amen. Praise God. Exodus 25. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. We're kind of trekking along here. And hopefully, prayerfully, hopefully we might could move on from the brazen altar this morning. Amen. Praise God. But like you say, we'll be led in the Spirit, Lord. 25 and 1. Read thusly. The Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly. With his heart shall ye take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin dyed red, badger skin, shittim wood, oil for the lights, spices for the anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones, stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary. Everybody say sanctuary. That I may dwell among them. And for our main text for today, Exodus 27. Exodus 27. Just turn over a couple of chapters there. We've been here for the last 3 weeks or so by orders of the Holy Spirit. And hopefully we can maybe come to the end of this particular furniture today. Hopefully. Amen. 27 and 1. Read thusly, and thou shalt make me an altar of shittim wood. 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with brass. And thou shalt make his pans to receive his ashes, his shovels, his basins, his flesh hooks, his fire pan, all the vessels thereof thou shalt make of brass. And thou shalt make for it a grate of network of brass. Upon the net shalt thou make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners thereof. And thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar beneath that the net may be even to the midst of the altar. And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves made of shittim wood. Overlay them with brass. And the staves shall be put into the rings. And the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. Verse 8 there, hollow with boards shall thou make it, as it will show thee in the mount, so shall thou make it. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer this morning. Father God, we just bless you today. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the personal relationship that we have with him by way of your Holy Spirit. And God, we're so thankful this morning. And Lord, we just ask your forgiveness. Realizing, our Father, you called us to be holy even as you are holy. And Lord, somewhere down the line, we have been unholy. And we ask your forgiveness, Lord. We ask for washing, cleansing in your precious blood. And Father God, we just pray, Lord, for those that are unsaved in our midst today and those that are listening to the CD. We pray, Father God, your spirit might arrest them, bring them to surrender, Lord, that they might give their hearts and their souls to you. And God, send your anointing today. Speak to our hearts today, Lord. Give us a word today, and we'll give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says, amen and praise God. We've been speaking from this subject for the last few weeks, Christ our tabernacle. He's our dwelling place. Amen. Amen. Tabernacle and subtopic we've used for the last 3 weeks, the brazen altar. We've been dealing with that brazen altar. Amen. Amen. Part 24. Amen. This is part 24 in this series. Oh, it's amazing. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. Praise God. But now we by way of just recapping just a little bit, we can't recap too much. We got quite a bit we want to cover in this these last verses here. We said that this altar is a picture of Christ, our sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. Offering himself to the Father for what, y'all? For our sins. Is that right? is a picture of Christ offering himself as a sacrifice to the Father for our what? Sins, amen? But also to satisfy the justice that was demanded for our sins. We had to satisfy God's justice because the Bible said, the soul that sinned, it shall what?
Die.
That's God's word. He can't, and that word can't be rescinded.
Amen.
It can't return void. When God spoke that, it got to be so. Somebody got to pay. Amen. And we thank God, the Bible said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So Jesus Christ, our sacrifice, by way of the Father, came and died on the cross to satisfy the justice that was demanded by God for the error that we committed in the garden. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God. He paid in full, too. Somebody know he paid in full today?
Amen.
Did he say on the cross, it is finished?
Finished.
That means it's all over. Amen? There is forgiveness with God.
Amen.
For those of us that desire forgiveness. Those of us who, first of all, realize that we are sinners.
Amen.
We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we needed someone. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we also kind of looked at the fact that after we entered into the tabernacle, the first step in having a relationship with the Lord is to stop by the brazen altar. You got to stop by there. Amen? You cannot expect to have a relationship with the Lord. They couldn't then. You can't now.
Amen.
Unless you deal with that altar. You got to stop by the brazen altar. And most of y'all still got pictures. Herbert got a portfolio over here. Amen. You can't expect to do business with God without stopping by the altar.
Amen.
You cannot expect to have a relationship with God unless you've done business at God's altar.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God that their altar was physical, but Christ is our altar today.
Amen.
And you cannot expect God to accept you, to interact with you, to do business with you, except you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
If you haven't done it, you have no relationship.
Amen.
You can't do business with God. God don't want to do no business with you. He will not unless you do it his way. There is a way that seems right to man, though. But the Bible said the end of that way is what? It's death, y'all. It's nothing but death. Amen? So the first step, now we're looking at that altar, that brazen altar there, as you come into the gate. The first step is having a relationship with the Lord is to accept Christ as our sacrifice on the cross. Is that right? Scripture said, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in, by way, in, through Christ Jesus. There is no other way. There is no other way. It does not matter what you heard, what people might say. There's no other way. Amen. And, you know, again, the topic come up again this week. They're talking about the Methodist Church again this week and the fact that they have removed all the blood songs related that relates blood in the songs out of their song books. What's wrong with these people? Do y'all not know these are millions of people in the Methodist Church? Millions of people. And you remove any song they feel offensive because you're talking about the blood. Can y'all understand that? What Bible are they reading? Huh? A lot of people are deceived. But my heart bleeds for these people because there's a lot of, and I believe that it may be some saved people in there when they first started this campaign to rule out all the blood. But I believe if you're truly saved, you ain't going to be there long. I wouldn't be there. I would just be visiting and I'd have been walking out of there right soon. Because I need to be covered by the blood. I need to be under the blood 24/7. How many of y'all feel that way? Amen. But, you know, that they talk about that again. And my heart bleeds for people that are blind in the church today. So, and that's why I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for opening my eyes that I can see and hear what God is speaking to the church today. Amen? Praise God. Look at Romans 4, y'all. Look at Romans 4 this morning. We got to have a relationship. This is what it's all about. The altar is about beginning with God, and with a relationship with him, first of all. And that deals with your sins being forgiven.
Amen.
On that altar, that brazen altar, the sacrifices that were offered for sin exonerated them and cleared them of that guilt. Is that right?
Yes.
Praise God. Not only the guilt that's on God's book, but the guilt that's in our hearts.
Amen.
Hmm? When God saved you, there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Huh? Whereby the enemy may have condemned you, the enemy may have trampled over you and tried to tell you that you're not any better than you were from the beginning, blah, 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 blah. Huh? We can tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. I know I'm saved. I know I've been changed. I know my sins are forgiven. I know God holds nothing against me. Praise God, but you got to know you're saved, though. Romans 4, look at 24 there. Romans 4 and 24. And just kind of recapping a little bit here before we move on. 4:24 and 25. It says, but for us also to whom it was imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our what? Offenses. And he was raised again for our delivered to the cross for the sins that we committed. Is that what it says? Our offenses. And he was raised again for our justification. Both the brazen altar now that we're looking at right now and the cross of Christ speaks about justification. That's a word of justification in the brazen altar and the cross that Jesus died on. Amen. Justification, y'all, it really don't mean that we're made righteous, but we are declared. Is there a difference, somebody? It's not that we're made righteous, because we ain't made 100% nothing, but we've been declared. I like declared, imputed. Not that you deserved it, but you've been declared because of the actions of someone else. Oh, boy, is that a pretty picture? We have been declared righteous. Amen. We've been put in a right relationship with God. A right relationship with God. Amen. And it's really a judicial act.
Amen.
Put it in court terms. Amen. It's a judicial act of God whereby he declares us righteous when we trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Judicially.
Amen.
Officially.
Amen.
On the book.
Amen.
Our name written in the book.
Amen.
Justified. Amen. By way of God's finished work on the cross through Christ Jesus. Do we understand that? That's important that we understand that. To really understand this brazen altar. Because I love Paul and I love all his writings because he helps us with this here.
Amen.
Talking about imputed righteousness. That means it's really not something you deserved or you earned. Imputed. That sounds like a funny word, but that's a great word there. Give me go back to Exodus 27. Now let's thrash it out a little bit. Hopefully we can try to finish up so we can move on a little bit to another article of furniture. Amen. Look back at 27 again, and we'll look at 1. Look at 1 there. It says, and thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood. And we said that's a special wood found in the desert. Deep roots, finding water when, you know, the average person cannot find water in a desert. But this type of wood, because of the deep roots and this the hardness of it, it can go way down and to find a table of water. Amen?
Amen.
So a special kind of wood, 5 cubits long, the length, 5 cubits, 5 cubits broad, that is wide. The altar shall be 4 square. The height thereof shall be 3 cubits. Amen? 5 cubits long. Talking about this brazen altar here. 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide. Now, off the bat, we recognize that the number 5 is the number grace.
Amen.
5 is the number of grace. And do we know what grace is, y'all? What is grace? Somebody say it. God's what?
Unmerited
favor. That means you get favor from God that you have not merited, you have not deserved it, you have not earned it, you should not have it. 5 is the number of grace. Amen. So this number five is stamped on this altar here that we're looking at. Most of you are looking at right now. Amen. But it's also stamped on Christ's cross. Five is stamped on this altar, which is a picture of Christ.
Amen.
Grace is there on the altar. Grace was on the cross. Oh, y'all see that? Amen. So beautifully seen on the cross. That, I mean, that's no better picture of God's grace than seeing Jesus Christ on the cross.
Amen.
Dying for our sins. Amen. Five cubits long, five cubits wide. Amen. Praise God. Look at 2 Timothy 1 there. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. Praise God. Great grace. Christ dying on the cross for sinners like you and me.
Amen.
Grace. The altar had to be five cubits long, five cubits wide, full of grace.
Amen.
Full of grace and full of truth. Amen.
Amen.
Oh boy, this word is good, ain't it? I love it, y'all. 2 Timothy 1 in your Bible. Look at 9 there. It says, who has saved us, somebody, Christ, and called us with a what?
Holy
calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus when? Before the world began. Grace was appointed to us long before the worlds were made. Grace. God's favor. God favored me. Before I was born. God favored me. And he didn't take into account the circumstance of how the birth going to come by. Come about. How many of y'all know what I'm saying? Grace. Before we were born, before any kind of actions, God had already favored me. Great grace. Great grace. Oh, great grace. Amen. The breadth of this altar now is five. And according to this word here, it's the breadth of the altar was also five cubits. That's right. Measured by grace also. Amen. By grace you're saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the what? Less what? Any man. We ain't got no reason to boast.
Amen.
I'm saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
I thank God for his great grace.
Amen.
Upon me in all these years, grace protects me. Grace has kept me. Look at Romans 9 there. Ain't you glad you've been saved by grace?
Amen.
God's unmerited faith. You ain't done nothing to deserve it. You can't do anything to deserve it. You can't do it. Do we understand that?
Yes.
Praise God. It's pure grace, y'all. That we're healed and we're in our right mind or partially anyhow. Amen. Praise God. Now, Romans 9 and 15. Look what he says there. For he said unto Moses, I will have mercy. Talking about grace, y'all. We're talking about grace now. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have what? Compassion on whom I will have what?
Compassion.
I praise God for his grace. And for his mercy. Do you praise him today?
Amen.
Praise God. I praise you, Lord, for his grace and for his mercy. Praise God. Look at Genesis 43. You know, and this is something God showed me last night there. And I don't think I looked at scripture from this way until last night when God kind of come in and kind of showed me some things here. God's grace. And we said all the time, Lord, I praise you for your grace.
Amen.
Don't we say it all the time?
All the time.
I praise you for your grace. Look at Genesis 43 there. And you know, I think a lot of times about Abraham. The Lord, when he went through Abraham's camp there, going to Sodom and Gomorrah, and he went to check out old Sodom, right? But when Abraham found out the mission and he decided to bargain with God to get a little grace for Sodom and Lot in the crowd down there through there. He started with the letter 50, if I find 50. That five is in the 80s. Is he hunting for grace here? He hunt for grace, ain't he? I thought about that when I was just, I mean, the Holy Spirit just brought it to me, you know. And I said, Lord, that nugget is over there. He started with 50, and that's 5, and that grace is in that 50 there. He's trying to hunt for grace for those sinners down there. And God bargained with him, didn't he? Amen, amen. Okay, but look at Genesis 43 there, and we'll look at 33. Genesis 43 and 33 this morning. Grace, thank God. I thank God for his grace. I praise God for his grace. Amen, praise God. Look at this here, 43. Now, this is what God kind of led me to. I'm leading y'all. See, and God might show you something that he didn't show me. Amen. I'll give you a nugget out of this here. 43 and 33 of Genesis. And they sat before him, Joseph's brothers sat before him, right? The firstborn according to his birthright, the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one another that he knew the order of this family here. Y'all see that? 43 and 34 says, and he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess, food, y'all, was 5 times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. Benjamin was 5 times greater. Grace on little Benjamin. Grace on a little bit. I said, Lord, where are you taking me with this here? Yeah. 5, 5, grace. So we see Benjamin here. Well, first of all, go to 45. Move on down then. Let's put it together then, okay? Put 45. Go to 45. Genesis 45 next door. And look at 21 there. 21. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons. Now, Pharaoh told him, go get your dad, bring him on home, and give him the wagons. Go get them, according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions on their journey back home there. And to all of them, he gave each changes of raiment. But to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothes. Lord, how much? 5. Give him 5.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
5 is grace, y'all. So I'm beginning to hook up Benjamin and grace together here, you know. He's full of grace here. God favoring him through Joseph. How many of y'all see that? Now, where there is God's grace, it's going to have to be joined with praise. Now, the word I said, praise God for his grace. I said, Lord, where are we going with this here, you know? I mean, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, y'all. I thank God for his word. I thank God for it. I said, where are we going? He said, well, where you find grace, then you will also find praise joined with it. I said, is that in the Bible, Lord? He said, it's in the Bible. Go to 2 Chronicles then. You'll walk with me. The Lord just walked me down the aisle there. Where you find praise, you're going to find grace also. Amen? Or where you find grace, you're going to find praise. Look at 11, y'all. 2 Chronicles, and we're looking at 11. How many know that Israel separated into 2 different camps? How many know some Bible students? Give me some Bible students and tell me what direction. Give me 2 directions. The Bible students, not the preachers. Now, 2 different directions. Give me them directions now on the compass. Northern tribe, southern tribe. Now, come on, y'all, help me with this now. Huh? They separate 10. How many went north? 10 went north. How many would say down south? 2 say south. Anybody got an idea who the 2 are that stayed south? Praise and grace stayed down. Oh, come on now. Wait a minute. All right, come on. Let's look at 1 Chronicles 1 there. I mean 11. I'm sorry. 11. Is that what 2 Chronicles 11? I'm sorry. I'm gonna get it right. I go too fast sometimes. 2 Chronicles 11. Got it? Okay, and when Rehoboam, verse 1. Got it? Uh-huh. When Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he gathered the house of Judah and Benjamin. And 180,000 chosen men. 180,000. Y'all see that? Is that how many is that? 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom back under one head, Rehoboam. So now they done gathered all these men to fight against their own brothers?
All right.
Come on, y'all help me now. Come on, Bible student. Perk up now.
Amen.
Huh? 180,000,
yes, sir,
just from grace and praise.
Amen.
Judah and Benjamin. To go take the other 10 back from up north, bring them back down to south, back down where the real altar is, because there ain't no other place,
yes, sir,
you can worship but there.
Yes,
they done set up a renegade worship place up north.
Yes.
And Judah and Benjamin,
mm-hmm,
are not happy.
Yes.
Praise and grace,
right,
is not happy. Is that right? Okay, but look at in 2 that said, but the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, thus saith the Lord, you shall not go up,
amen,
nor shall you fight against your brothers. Return every man to the house, for this thing is done.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm separated. I'm doing,
yes,
this. I understand what y'all want to do, but I'm doing this. A lot of times, separation, God does it, y'all. A lot of times, we're trying to keep things together that God trying to keep apart. Am I right about that? Hmm? That's why it's good to know God's voice. Because what can look perfectly good cannot be the will of God. Huh? At this time, God said, I'm doing something right here. Amen. For this thing is done for me. And they obeyed the word of the Lord and returned from going against Jeroboam. Oh, boy. I'm getting my left. Jeroboam. How many of y'all see that? Okay, now, but what did the main thing that God showed me was that you always find grace and praise together.
Amen.
You're going to find Benjamin and Judah.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
They are together.
Amen.
By decree of God.
Amen.
Huh? I praise God for his grace.
Amen.
I praise God for... Don't Judah mean praise?
Amen.
Do you understand that, Bible students?
Amen.
So you're looking at praise and you're looking at grace.
Amen.
Huh? Am I right about that? Well, maybe that's one scripture, Pastor. Go to 11 and 12 then. Go to 2 Chronicles. Stay in Chronicles now. I'm just going to stay. Come and keep writing Chronicles for a minute here. Just turn on over. 2 Chronicles 11 and 12. Got it? 11 and 12. In every several cities, he put shields and spears. Y'all see that? And made them exceedingly strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. Good Lord Almighty. What a combination to have on your side. Praise and grace. Praise and grace on your side. Amen. Go to 2 Chronicles 15. 2 Chronicles 15 now. 15. Five cubits. Talking about this altar. 5 cubits long. 5 cubits wide. 5 is grace. Jesus is grace. Thank God for his grace. I praise him for his grace. 2 Chronicles 15:2. And he went out to meet Asa. And said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah, all praise, and Benjamin, all grace. The Lord is with you.
Yes,
while you be with him.
Hallelujah.
If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
Amen.
Ooh. While you be with, the Lord is with you. While you be with him.
Amen.
If you seek him,
yes,
he will be found of you.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But if you forsake him, he's going to forsake you.
Amen.
If you say no to the Lord,
yes, sir,
if in your heart you have said no to the Lord by not accepting him to live according to his standards, then he will forsake you.
Amen.
Is that what the Bible is saying there?
Amen.
Amen. But I thank God. The Bible said God inhabit the praises. I love to praise him, y'all.
Amen.
Judah is my brother.
Amen.
Praise is what I do.
Amen.
How many of y'all love to praise him?
Yes, yes.
Praise God for his grace. Amen. But they used to be hanging together. Oh, did I say 15 and 8? Well, go on down there then. Stay with Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 15 and 8. And when Asa heard these words, the prophets of Obed, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin. No room for idols in Judah nor Benjamin. Amen. You can't have praise in your heart and thanking God for his grace, and you got an idol at the same time. How many of y'all see that? Judah and Ben, they always together. Huh? When you get home, grab your concordance and take a look at it. Out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. See, when Judah and Benjamin come together, mm-hmm. huh? When grace yes. and praise come together, yeah. Ooh, that's an exterminator. That's a sin cleanser. That's a washing there, y'all. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. I praise God for his grace. Look at, what I say, 2 Chronicles 25? Well, go on down there then. Look at 25. 25. Thank you, sir. 25. Look at 25 and 5. 25. What are we doing here? We're saying that the altar you're looking at right there, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, is a picture of Christ, right? But it's a picture of grace. It's all grace that God would make a way for us to have our sins exonerated, put under the blood, cleansed, forgiven, washed no more from the, as far as the east is from the west, they all go. Now, I know a lot of y'all ain't never done a lot of sinning. But it's scripture like that that make me and Tony just, it's scripture like that that we love scripture like that. See, if you've been a great sinner, you love scripture like that. Now, some of you don't think you ever done much wrong. That one fellow told me, I witnessed to a fellow on Friday there, and I was telling him, I said, well, you know, when God saved you, all of our reactions are not the same. You know, it's really predicated upon how big a sinner you was. If you were a great sinner, you might do a holy dance. You might cut a jig. You might do a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
You know, in the flesh, more or less, you know. And but if you feel like, well, hey, I ain't done much. Well, I'm so glad I ain't never done that. The guy told me, really, I told him about, you know, smoked a lot of dope and stuff like that, you know. He said, I ain't never done that like that. I said, well, that's good, brother. I'm glad you ain't never done it. You were no fool like me. Huh? I said, but you still got to be saved. You ain't off the hook. I just don't expect you to do a holy dance like me. Now, I expect maybe you'll cry one tear, and I might need 5 handkerchiefs here. It just depends on where I've been, what I did, what God rescued me from. When I look back over my life. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Oh, we ain't had the same experience. Amen. What did I say? 25 and 5, did I say that? Uh-huh. Haven't read it yet? Okay, let's look at it. Moreover, Amaziah, y'all got it? Uh-huh. Gathered Judah together. And made them captains over 1,000, captains over 100, according to the house of their father, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. Oh, boy, I tell you. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above. Listen to that now. And found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth the wall, that could handle spear and shield. Is that what it says there? Judah and Benjamin. But they wouldn't let them go to the wall unless they're at least 20 years old. They'll not let them have a gun unless they're 22, I guess. Or, you know, that's what they're trying to say now. Maybe they're not confident. The Bible says they weren't confident enough to go to war until they were 20. That's what the Bible says. Y'all look at it. Amen. But Judah and Benjamin, now look at 2 Chronicles 31. But they are together here. Grace and praise. Huh? The altar is pure grace. When you look at that, see grace. When you look at the altar, think of the altar, you're looking at grace. Christ is our grace. Mercy and grace come through Jesus Christ. Is that right? See, I mean, God have given us a picture in the Old Testament of what was truly revealed in the New Testament. It was real in the New Testament, but the dry run, the practice run, I just call it the practice run, was in the Old Testament. But Christ ran the real course, y'all. Huh? He ran the real course. But they coincide so beautifully with every detail. That's what, and I love that because I like puzzles. I like digging and trying to put things together. But God took the pain to demonstrate this great message before Christ came down and went through. He said, thus it fulfilled. I was trying to quote it exactly as it said, but he just said, we must fulfill all righteousness. I was trying to quote it verbatim, but I left out one word. He said, we must fulfill all righteousness. I got to do everything that was said in the Old Testament that I was going to do. And he did. Ain't that something? Thousands of years apart. But he was conscious of the fact that as I move around, I must fulfill all. Everything my father, or else the word would be void. He had to. Ain't that amazing? Praise God. Amen. Look at one more. Look at 2 Chronicles 34 then. Go on down now. 34 now. I praise God for his grace. Cubits. 5 cubits wide. 5 cubits long. Did I say 34? We didn't finish that one? Praise God. Let's do that one then. 31. I'm going too fast. Okay. Now when all this was finished, all Israel that were present went out of the city of what? Judah? Break the images. Got to get rid of them. Amen. Where there's true praise, you got to get rid of the images. Okay. If you got a true praise in your heart, you can't be living in sin. Amen. You cannot be living in sin. The way, break down and break the images in pieces, cut down the grooves, threw down the high places, and those are false altars out of all Judah and what? And Ephraim also in Manasseh until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned every man to his possession into their own what? Cities. Look at 2 Chronicles 34. This is the last one in the Chronicles. God just kind of led me on a little journey through there to see how he have put praise. Judah means praise. Yes, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Benjamin seems to be the five number follow him. Grace, that little young boy. Mother died during his birth. Is that right? Grace. God don't do these things for no reason at all, y'all. This give validity to the word of God. When people say man wrote it, I tell them they're crazy. And if you listen to anybody say something like that, you crazy too. That's all it is. You crazy too. Amen. Oh, boy. Okay. 34 and 9. Look at that. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, a house of God, which the Levites that kept the door had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim and all the remnant of Israel and of all Judah and Benjamin. And they returned to Jerusalem over and over again. Grace, praise, and grace. Praise. And grace, praise and grace. They go together, y'all. If you really save, if you really understand God's goodness to you, you'll break out in a praise. I can't help it, y'all. I just can't help it. If you really have tasted that the Lord is good, you have to break out, y'all. I mean, I know you laid back, my character has always been kind of laid back. But let me tell you something. When the Lord, Holy Spirit, come into your heart, you get out of character, y'all. You may have been the quietest person in the world, laid back, but you cannot help. I mean, you got to at least raise your hand and praise God. Now, that one that run around the church and hanging on the chandelier, that's kind of been a great sinner, y'all. That old boy been in some deep water, y'all. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Don't look down on them. Y'all don't know where they been. You don't know what God done for these people. Amen. Somebody shout, go back to Exodus 27. Now, we're going to thrash it out. We're going to finish up here. Look at 27 there. Look at 1 again now. It says, and thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square. The height thereof shall be 3 cubits there. Three, the height now, three. Three is a number of manifestation. means were manifested. Three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It means manifestation, amen, of God's grace and love for you and me. It's no greater picture than that on the cross, y'all.
Amen.
Praise God. At the cross where I what? In the burden of my heart rolled away. There by faith I received my sight. Now I'm so happy. Y'all, somebody help me with this. Go to Ephesians, y'all. Go to the book of Ephesians. Y'all, I'm just getting by beside myself. I tell you, God is just good to me in more ways than I deserve and in more ways than I can explain. Now, God, I thank God. And I hope that you guys love the Lord. I hope you really love the Lord. And you have experienced God's goodness and God's grace. Amen. Praise God. What did I say? Ephesians, what, 3? Look at Ephesians 3, y'all. 3, and we're looking at 17. 17, that number 3 now, it's manifestation there of God's grace and love for you and me, seen basically on the cross there. But 3:17 says, Ephesians, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by what?
Faith.
You being rooted, grounded in his love, yes. You might be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. There they are again. He put them together. Same thing you see in the altar, right?
Amen.
All those measurements. Paul said, it's all rooted. It's love, y'all.
Yes.
May be able, that we might be able to comprehend, to understand with all saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ. Which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with the what? Goodness of God. Oh, praise God. The love. It's so wide you can't go around it. Is that what they say? So high you can't go. Is that what that song says? Oh, God. Boy, you got to come in at the door. You know what it says? Come on, go back to Exodus 27. Let's stretch out a little bit more. Praise God. God is good. I just thank God. Thank God for his salvation today. Praise God. I thank God. I never would have believed that I would be chosen of God and to do this. And he said he's going to let me do it a few more years. Ain't that something? Huh? Ain't God good? Praise God. Back to 27:1, it says in the altar there, and they said the altar shall be four square. You know what it says there? Four square. Wait, I've seen that at before. Well, go to Revelation. Let's look at that. That new city, Jerusalem, y'all. Four square, y'all. Let's go to Revelation 21, and we just want to look at 16 there. Four square. He said, shall be four square, right? 21 and 16 of Revelation. It said that city, New Jerusalem, lied how much? Come on, y'all. Say it loud now. The length is large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlong. The length and the breadth and the height of it are. These measurements must mean something to God, don't it? You think they just happen to be spread out like this here? Y'all think it's one word, one message? You think it's just one message? One word, ain't it? Praise God. That's what I love about it. And that should encourage us to dig deeper. Four square, pointing to the four points of our compass, north, east, south, and look at the horns on that. Look at y'all see it on that? The horns on your picture, the altar there? Ain't they pointing all different directions? A lot of you ain't got your altar picture. You got yours, ain't you, Brenda? Oh, yeah. Albert Turner, that's not the altar. I don't think it is. Okay. North, east, south, and west. They point in all directions. Four square. Amen. What does that mean? What does that say to all of us? That this ministry, this God's word, is worldwide. It's worldwide. It's to have effect on all people all over the world. And one thing that bothers me about a lot of Christian people, and I try to do it reverently and try to explain to them, that though the Jews were God's people that he chose to be a conduit, they're no better than we are, y'all. Don't you see yourself second to no Jews? Don't you ever. This gospel was for the four square. North, east, south, and west, black, white, red, yellow. Wherever people are, God's word is for everyone. Oh, God, not just Jews, y'all. Give me John 11 then. Not just the Jews. I always remember that now. Huh? Praise God. See, they play on that. The Jews have played on this. Huh?
Yes, sir.
They done rode their Holocaust horse down to the ground. Still taking up money. Huh? For victim of the Holocaust. Yeah, that was a bad thing. Huh? Because some doubt the fact that it was that many people, you know. But I know they ride that horse today. Huh? They still collecting money. And they still, countries that may have went along with that Holocaust, they get money out of them today. 2018, they making Sweden. They want Sweden to pay now for that part they had in it. They riding that horse, y'all. It's a money thing. You know they like money, don't you? You better help me with this here. Huh? Praise God. But they're no better than we are. We're just as special as they are. Amen? Not Jew, not Gentile, not black, not white. It ain't about none of that. It never was. From the beginning, it never was. But, so many Christians feel inferior. I don't feel that way. Because I know the truth, though. I know what I know, what I know, what I know. I know less than anybody else. Amen. I know more than anybody else. What I say, 11:49, John 11:49, it says, and one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, you know nothing at all. Neither consider that it expedient that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation and not for that nation only. Put your finger on it. Not the horn. It pointed in all different directions right on that altar that you're looking at. If that's for a reason, y'all. North, south, east, and west. Not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were what? What he said, Milton, favorite scripture. Amen. John 17. Favorite scripture. I have other.
All right.
That's not of this fold. He told them that from the beginning. He told the Jewish people, I got others. They're not part of this race. They're not part of this fold, and I must bring them in. All God's children are special. All God's children are special. The weak ones, the strong ones, the learned ones, the unlearned ones. We all special in the eyes of God. How many of y'all understand that? Praise God. Give me 1 John then. Give me 1 John. We'll be through in just a few minutes. 1 John,
praise God, we are
somebody in the Lord. Amen? Praise God. 1 John 2 and 2, it says that, 2 and 2, he is the propitiation.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2 and 2. For our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the what? Don't you forget that. North, south, east, and west. From the beginning. He didn't make this up as he went along. That was God's decree from day one, before the world was made.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preach, preach.
Amen.
That's it.
That's
right. Amen.
And I thought for a long time that I was an accident.
No.
God purposed me to be here. God purposed that I be born.
Yes, sir.
Didn't matter the condition.
Yes, sir.
Because he's able to clean us. It don't matter what the condition was. God's able to clean us. Make us holy, sanctified. Oh, y'all hear me today? I am somebody. Not called Jesse Jackson said it either. Y'all help me with this here. Go back to Exodus 20. Go back to Exodus 27 again. Now let's stretch it out now. We're going to stretch it out. We're coming home now. Let's stretch it out. It says in verse 2 there, and thou shalt make the horns of it upon the four corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same. Thou shalt overlay it with brass. Horns on the altar. Do you see the horns? Huh? They had horns on that altar. Well, you think they was there for just for a reason? Oh, yes, they were. Everything. God does everything. There's a word. There's a word in everything. There's a message in all that God does. He's not restless and just painting a picture here. Y'all help me with this here. Praise God. Look at Romans 1 there. The horns on the altar. Four of them, right? Stand for power, y'all. It means power. It means power, the horn. Hey, let me ask y'all a question. I know y'all, have y'all ever been this year? My favorite team when I was coming up, football, was the Los Angeles Rams. I love the Rams. The Rams was my team, you know. And I guess really the reason I chose the Rams is because I used to watch them Rams butt heads a long time ago. You ever seen two Rams butt head? Them horns. How did them horns on their head, how you know, look like my head be hurting every time I. Whoa! Ooh-wee. There's power there. That power is in the horns. It's in, God made it like that. Huh? That big old elephant with all them tusks and all. That's the, I mean, that, a lot of them old tigers and lions. I mean, them, when they got them horns and all that, they know to stay away from them. Rhinos. He had no fish, did he? So he had to use. Am I right about that? So the horn is, it signifies power, y'all. Those four horns was the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many of y'all believe that? The power that's in Christ to save. Oh, Lord. Romans 1:16. Y'all got it there? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Isn't that what it says? To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Amen? Give me 1 Corinthians. Praise God. His name shall be called Jesus. Is that right? He shall save. There's power in Jesus. Power in the gospel. The good news, the gospel, is that Jesus Christ died for my sin. That's power in the gospel. To save. To deliver, to set you free. It don't matter what problem you got, there's power. It might be a little power in my testimony. I can tell you my story. It might be a little power in my story, but there's all power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Power to save you. I don't care what you hooked up in. I don't care what the devil got you tied up in. God will set you free. He will. God will deliver you. Oh, God. 1 Corinthians 1:18, Paul says here, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which shall say, it is what? It's power, Milton. It's power. Huh? Power. I know it's power. How else, Miss Gwen, would you be sitting here?
Yes, sir.
When you know the devil had his foot on your neck.
Yes, sir.
How else would you be alive if it wasn't for the power? You think the devil volunteered to turn you loose? He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He ain't satisfied with just hurting you. He want to take you out. But God deliver us. Woo. Take the taste out of your mouth, won't he? Take the freak out of your body, don't he? Come on, y'all, help me with this here. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, it's power in the gospel, y'all. Oh, thank God for Jesus, amen? Oh, praise God. Look at 2 Samuel now. Praise God. That old song, that power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, amen? I've experienced that power, y'all. Huh? Clean my mouth up where I wouldn't curse no more. Y'all believe I used to curse? I did. What the little Tweety Bird said? I did. I used to curse. And I mean so fast until, it's just a habit. Y'all know about habits? But I don't even have to worry about that no more. Huh? The Holy Ghost catch it before it even get when it comes to a thought.
Cut it off.
Come on, y'all. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? It don't even get close to the mouth gate. The police are already. Y'all help me with this here. That's the power. That's the power, though, ain't it? Oh, ain't God good? 2 Samuel, the horns are off now. It's a picture of a place, the place of safety, y'all. It's a place of safety. You're safe there. Once you got there, look at 2 Samuel 22. I'll show it to you. And David spake 22:1. You got it? 2 Samuel, y'all. I'll give you time then. 2 Samuel 22. We're looking at 1. Got it? David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, out of the hand of Saul. David said, the Lord is my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. The God of my salvation. In him will I trust. He is my shield. He's the horn of my salvation. My high tower, my refuge, my savior. That's saving me from violence. I'll call on the Lord. He's worthy. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The horns on the altar. They use those horns on this altar to rope them large animals. You know, when you throw a big old cow up there, a bull, you know, that scout might try to get away. But they put a rope on that scout and tie it to the horns. He ain't going nowhere. Oh, he got a horn. God got a rope on me, y'all. I ain't going nowhere. You going anywhere, Milk? I ain't going nowhere. Aren't you glad you can't get off there? You can't. Oh, praise God. Look at 1 Kings, y'all. Come on now. Stay with me. Horn is a place of safety. Once they got to the horns of the altar, if anyone was fleeing from justice, if they got there, they felt safe, y'all.
All right.
Huh? Praise God. Have y'all ever been running from God? Anybody ever been running?
Amen.
Anybody here ever been running from God? If you can get to the horns.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. You're going to be all right. Look at 1 Kings 2 there. 1 Kings 2. Y'all got it? Look at 27. 2 and 27. 1 Kings. 1 Kings 2 and 27. Praise God. 2 and 27. It reads thus then. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar. Y'all got it? 1 Kings 2, 27. Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being high priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the words of the Lord, which he spake concerning the house of Eli, cleaning Eli's house in Shiloh. Then tidings came to Joab. So Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. Then Joab fled into the tabernacle. He ran into the tabernacle of the Lord, caught hold on the horn of the altar. He was told him, King Solomon, Joab done fled, man. He out in the tabernacle of the Lord. Behold, he is by the altar.
Yes, sir.
Then Solomon sent Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, saying, go fall on him anyhow. But the point is, they felt when they got there.
Yes, sir. He was saved.
Huh? The horn of our salvation. If you get to Christ, when you get there,
yes,
huh? The booger bell, he can't do you no harm. Huh? Whatever it is that's plaguing you right now, if you can just catch hold to the horn of the altar, catch hold of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. I got it, Milk.
You got it.
I got it. The devil can't do me no harm. Huh? He can't do me no harm. He can't hurt me no more, with Pat. Huh? He can't hurt me no more. He can't bind me no more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He can't make me live that life I used to live. I've been set free, y'all. Can't make me do it. Amen. Praise God. Look at Psalms 118, y'all. See, sometimes God's justice and judgment will be chasing some of us. And he might be chasing some of you right now. God's stalking some of you right now. Huh? You ain't but one safe place. You got to get hold to the horns of the altar. You got to go to Christ. The power's in the Christ. The power's in the gospel. Whatever the monkey on your back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You better run. Old song said you better run. You better grab hold to him. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other salvation. There's no help for this sick world except Jesus Christ. Take all the guns out you want to take. They ain't gonna have this problem. If they don't rock you to death, they gonna gum you to death. Oh, y'all help me with this here. Psalms 118, and look at 27, y'all. Look at 27 there. It says, God is the Lord. Y'all got it? Huh? Which showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords. Bind it. Huh? Even the unto the horns. Binding that sacrifice. They bind those bulls and those large animals that wouldn't lay still. Weighing 1,000 pounds. They bind him to the altar. Huh? Did they bind Christ to the cross? Did they put nails? Did they put nails in his hand? Huh? But the song says it wasn't the nails. Y'all come on with now. Come on now, folks. Y'all wake up in here. It wasn't the nails that held him. Is that what the song said? It wasn't the binding that held him. Somebody say it was love. The song said it was love. Our love lifted me. Love. It was love that drew me. It was love that drew me. It wasn't the fear of going to hell that brought me to Christ. It was love that drew me. It was love that lifted me. They tied him to the cross. He could have come down. They said, come on down. If you're who you say you are. Oh, he could have come down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But because of you, for you, for me, can you see y'all? Am I the only one seeing this? I know I got a hyper imagination. I know that. I'm like the artist in a way here, Herbert. You know, they look at a picture and they see something to me, and you look at it and say, well, they don't look like nothing to me. But they got a unique talent. They see something in pictures. That's what makes them artists. Am I right about that? Come on now. It was love. Give me John 10, y'all. I'm just about to give you a few more scriptures. Y'all going to stay with me? Don't get weary. Don't get weary in well doing. We're doing the good work here. Don't come down. Don't y'all go. Don't come down. Amen. It's God good. Look at John 10, y'all. It wasn't the card. It wasn't the nails, y'all. John 10 and 17 says, therefore does my Father love me.
Yes, sir.
Because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man take it from me. I lay it down of myself. I've got power to lay it down. I got power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Praise God.
They bind him with cords to the altar. I love Hosea 11. Look there just for a minute. I'm going to let you look there. I won't quote it. I'm going to let you look there. Huh? Cords of love, y'all. See, with those same cards of love, Christ drew us.
Amen.
See, that's why. If you tell me you're going to heaven because you don't want to go to hell, you don't know the story here. Though.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Why you say, brother? Well, I just feel like this. I just feel no, brother. It's a love thing. Look at Hosea 11 there, and look at 4. I drew them with cards of a man, bands of love. Y'all don't see that. And I was and I am to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws. Come on, somebody said the devil had a yoke on me. Before God saved me, the devil had a yoke on me. He had an alcohol demon on me. He had a drug demon on me. He had a sex demon on me. He had a yoke on me. Amen. But with cards of love, Herbert, he loved me so much. Oh, God, have mercy. With bands of love, I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws. I laid meat on to them. I got meat to eat that y'all don't know nothing about. He gave me some meat that y'all don't know nothing about. A man don't live by bread alone, but by every word. I got that meat meal. You got that. that water that you don't have to come back no more. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Come on, church folks. I got that meat. Go back to our text. I'm gonna wind it up now. Thank you, Miss Pat. God bless you. God bless you. I love it. I love it when you just want to get fooled and you ain't fooled yet. Praise God. Amen. I couldn't go to bed until 12 o'clock last, 1 o'clock last, or 12:30 or 12, whatever. I'm going to keep y'all here that long, too. Tit for tat, amen. Okay, what about, look at verse 6 there. And we're going to skip some of it, y'all. But all of us Christ. I'm going to skip the swoon and all that for this time, okay? Maybe later time we'll go. But look at 6 there, 27 and 6. Go back out text. Are we back there? 27 and 6, got it? And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of shittim wood, overlay them with brass. And the staves shall he put in the rings. The staves shall he be upon the two sides of the altar. Can y'all see that in your maybe pictures? To carry it, transport it. When God say move, it's got to be transported. But with delicacy. You got to have the stave. Look at verse 8 there. Holler with boards shall I make it. It can't be solid boards. It got to be holler. God, what you mean by that? Holler with boards shall I make it. As they will show thee in the mount, so shall they make it. Holler. You can carry it, but they got to carry it with staves, sticks that are holler. Do it kind of remind you of somebody emptying themselves? Well, look at Philippians 2 then. Come on. Look at how, y'all. Holler. Look like to me, you'd want to carry this heavy piece of article. You want a big old stick with solid, right?
Yeah.
But holler like a bamboo stick.
All right.
To carry all this weight that a 1,000-pound bull can sit up on top of them. Lord, they're going to break. All the power's in the message, y'all. Look at 2, Philippians 2, look at 6 there. Who being in the form of God, thought it not a robbery to be what? Made himself no reputation. Holler. Took upon him the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men, being found in the fashion of man. He humbled himself. Holler. Came obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Holler. He emptied himself. We must empty ourselves.
Yes,
it ain't about me trying to exalt myself.
Yes,
I must remain hollow that he might be glorified. I must empty my, I must deny myself that he might be glorified in my life.
Yes,
oh, y'all don't hear me today. Come in 2 Corinthians 8. We're just about through now. Give me a couple more, two more scriptures. Come on. 2 Corinthians 8, y'all. Holler. Oh, praise God. He must increase. I must be holler. God knows. Look at 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for our sake he became hollow. Poor, is that right? That ye through his poverty might be what? Give me Numbers 4, y'all. Praise God. Numbers 4. We wind them. I'm getting one more after this. We're gonna close. Praise God. Is God good today?
Yes.
Are we learning anything today?
Yes.
Are you getting excited by God's word?
Yes.
Oh God, that you hunger, you thirst. You get in and read it.
Amen.
Let God show you something. Let God bless your socks off. Amen.
Amen.
Numbers 4. Now they had to carry it with the staves, and the staves had to be hollow. Is that right? 4:13, and they shall take away the ashes from that altar before they transport it, spread a purple cloth thereon. When they carry it, remove the ashes, put a purple cloth on the altar.
Okay.
Y'all see that at Easter time?
Yeah.
You ever wonder why them purple cloths hanging on them crosses out there?
Same picture, ain't it? Cross, Christ. He's royalty. Purple is royalty. Is that right? Dignity. He's royal, y'all. We serve a great Savior. Amen. Praise God. Last scripture this morning. Give me Exodus 29. Praise God. Exodus 29. Last scripture. Exodus 29 there. And we want to remember now. There's only one place. Take this home with you. That you can meet God. God can meet you. Ain't but one place. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't get indoctrinated by Ophir and her junk. She got a lot of money. Huh? But she headed for hell, though. She got a lot of money. Amen. Look at Exodus 29 and 42, y'all. 29 and 42 now. The altar. We're closing out the altar here. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you and I will speak there unto thee. There will I meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. Is at the altar. Is at Christ, in Christ, that God will meet you. He won't meet you nowhere else. You trying to get to him by bypassing Christ? Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Ask him for forgiveness for your sin. You trying to get to God some other way? This is the only place that God will meet you. That's the word of God. Amen. There is no other way. Every head bowed in here. No other way. Praise God. That's God's word today. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we bless you today. Lord, we thank you for just teaching us, Lord. Oh, God, the significance of Christ and the greatness of Christ and his love for us, Lord, we thank you for it so much. Lord God, we just bless you, Lord, that you've saved us. You open our hearts, our mind, our understanding, Lord, that we might see that there is a way that seemed right to man, but it's destruction, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the way in Christ Jesus. And Lord God, I reach out right now to those that are here, those that you're going to grace to hear this CDA somewhere, sometime or another. Lord, if they're thinking that there is another way, Lord, help them to realize that Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Help them to realize, Lord, that you love them so much that you gave your son to die for their sins. Lord, help us, Lord, to yield to you, not our will, but your will be done in our lives. And Lord God, we give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody says, amen.